Iran and the P5 Plus One group have agreed to extend the deadline for a final deal over the Iranian nuclear energy program by 4 months. The announcement was made after extensive negotiations between the Iranian team and the U.S. team in the Austrian capital, Vienna. The original deadline for both sides to reach a deal was scheduled to expire on Sunday. It's now been pushed back to November 24th. Iran and the P5 Plus One have also agreed to meet at the earliest opportunity to continue the talks. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton have told reporters significant gaps still remain that need to be addressed during the course of the talks. And now U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says $2.8 billion of Iranian funds will be unfrozen during the course of the talks.
In which we moved on certain things. However, there are also...
Press Officer Nishim, our correspondent, joins me from Vienna for more on this. Serena, over to you. Tell us more how the talks went on and, of course, as well as the atmosphere of the talks.
Well, it was really quick. We were waiting outside of the hotel for literally hours to see if they were actually going to make a decision today or if it was going to be extended to their first six-month deadline that was going to be on July 20th. But they ended up giving the press conference, the High Representative for the EU Security and Foreign Policy, Catherine Ashton, as well as Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, and they did so at 1 a.m. local time. So we've just basically gotten out of that conference about 20 minutes ago. It was very brief. It was about 5 minutes. And what they did was the Catherine Ashton from the EU, she spoke in English while the Iranian Foreign Minister then spoke in Farsi or in Persian right after that. And what they basically said was is that they have been really working hard to try and reach an agreement and that there is progress being made, but they are going to extend the deadline until November 24th, and that they are going to meet within a couple of weeks, every opportunity that they get. They want to bring the ministers back in, and they want to try and keep trying to hammer out a deal to reach a comprehensive solution, but it does seem that the path is going forward. As you said, you mentioned that the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, is saying that some of $2.8 billion will be unfrozen. So they are taking some initiative when it comes to relieving a bit of sanctions and some of the pressure that they had previously put on Iran. And hopefully with each coming meeting, we will be able to see some type of incentive or some type of way forward in building that trust barrier as well between the two parties, with the P5 plus one and with Iran, basically doing what they did this time, engaging in negotiations and basically proving that their nuclear energy program is peaceful and saying that they are going forward to show that they've never wanted to build any type of weapons. But basically it was the West who froze them out of the market and pushed them to have to look into other means of energy. So now we're seeing a lot of these gaps being bridged. Even the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in the previous press conference said the biggest thing that has been done so far is the fact that we are actually sitting down and talking to each other. The mood is really positive. It was a very, very brief press conference. Right directly after they left, the ambassador for China came in and just basically said that he as well, that China has always stood towards, you know, relieving this tension and getting these gaps bridged and hammering out their differences and looking for a solution. And they said that China said that they're behind any type of solution that they can reach and that they know that everybody has been working very hard and just basically reiterated a lot of the same things that Catherine Ashton and the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Press TV Serena Shim reporting from Vienna. Thanks to Serena. Well, also I'm joined by Professor Nader Barghazadeh from Irvine, California. Welcome. So, Professor, how do you see the decision to extend the talks? And do you think there's a chance of reaching the deal during this extended period?
So I think this is a very good opportunity to try to see if they can close the deal on the number of centrifuges. Seems to be all the reporting from Vienna is that that is the stumbling block. The starting point of the centrifuges, perhaps. Of course, we don't know the details. Probably Mr. Arafji has to explain that. But also, what would happen asymptotically as the number of years go on? Is it 5 years, 10 years? So this gives them a chance for Mr. Zarif and Mr. Kerry back in their own capital to check with the leadership, with the Congress, to come up with a strategy that will satisfy the interests of Iran in removing all the sanctions, because the ones that are controlled by Mr. Obama is not enough because there are a lot of sanctions put down by the Congress. So it has to be choreographed together, and that gives them an extra chance. And also, folks are very tired, especially the Iranian group has been there for 2 to 3 weeks. They have to go back to Tehran, consult more, take a break, and come back. Mr. Chairman, the same way. They've been working on this for 3 weeks nonstop. So I think it's a good opportunity. I think the proposal that Mr. Zarif made really is a good proposal with extra overlook of the IAEA. They should come close to closing this thing after all these years, but we still have to see if the Congress will go along with the proposal.
And of course, Western officials have in private meetings said the sanctions against Iran might take up to 20 years to be fully lifted. Do you think this is the case, and how probable will a deal become if this is true?
Well, if it's a step-by-step agreement, maybe Tehran will accept that, but I don't think that was the case. I think they wanted them to be removed in a much shorter period of time. I don't think the number of years to be 20 years is acceptable in any way from what I've heard from various reports. 5 to 10 years would match Dr. Zarif's proposal of providing the amount of enrichment that is needed after the Russian contract is finished, perhaps the option of doing that. So 20 years, I'm not sure. Maybe that's another stumbling block that, as you brought up, it may not be a workable plan. But a lot of changes in 20 years, and I don't think that is a very long, long term for an agreement to take place.
Right. Professor Nader Borzadeh from Irvine, California. Thanks for your time there, sir.